Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
That is good. What are we talking about on fashion this morning?
I thought we'd continue on a bit more about New Romantics.
Awesome. I've been enjoying this kind of like deep dive into musical fashion history.
It's so fascinating.
There's so much to unpack. What are we talking about with New Romantics this week?
Well, originally we talked about kind of the clubs that formed the New Romantic scene, but I thought we'd talk a little bit more specifically about the bands.
Cool. Okay.
Especially because one of them was my kind of favourite when I was growing up, which
Fantastic.
Is quite tragic. But
no, nothing tragic about it. Actually, you haven't told us who the band is yet, so
no.
We might be about to change our minds.
I thought I'd talk about two that were like coinciding, and they had a massive rivalry.
Ooh.
And that is Spandau Ballet and Duran Duran.
Now, which one were you?
I was Duran Duran.
So that's cool. That's really cool.
Which is quite weird because there are, I'm going to say boys that I knew that are like really into music, and I really respect their musicology, I guess, who really loved early Spandau Ballet but have always just hated Duran Duran. And Duran Duran were always kind of like that one that were quite hated, but I kind of feel like they were way more sophisticated.
Do you think that they were hated for that classic thing of music that young women and girls like being just slated across the board? Boy bands, anything that has a huge young female fan base, the Beatles when they first started doing stuff. Do you think that's part of the thing?
Yeah, and I mean, Spandau Ballet had that too, but I think that their first single they released, To Cut a Long Story Short, it's so weird, whenever I say it, I want to sing it. To Cut a Long Story. I think that kind of had some credibility to it, the first release they did, that song in particular. But both of them did start in pretty much in nightclubs and owe their kind of like history to working or being around nightclubs. Spandau Ballet, they were part of the Blitz Kids, but also they played at a club called La Kilt. And they both kind of started as kind of like cabaret kind of type bands.
Cool.
I think Spandau Ballet were more, they had been in bands, like maybe had kind of six incarnations.
Right.
The last one being the Gentry, when they decided they weren't really going anywhere. So someone saw some graffiti on a wall in Berlin that said Spandau Ballet, and they thought, oh, that's a good name. So they took that.
We'll take that.
And they were kind of like, what's quite funny about their outfits is I always feel like they look like Robin Hood in this Band of Merry Men.
That's a very good observation. That is very true.
And they kind of dressed, they were quite soul influenced, to be honest. Like that's kind of what they, in the weekends, they like to go to soul dances and like Northern Soul and stuff like that, I guess. But also discos and just kind of dance the night away.
Yeah.
And that kind of heavily influenced their music. But yeah, their clothing was, in some instances, it was pretty ridiculous. I mean, we've mentioned that with New Romantics, every week they would spend, like, the Blitz Club was open on a Tuesday night and then the band would play on the Thursday night. But they spent the whole week deciding what they were going to wear.
Nice.
You know, and it was a mixture of kind of like, you know, op shop clothes and some emerging fashion designers from St. Martin's. Spandau Ballet were formed in Islington in London, but Duran Duran were formed in Birmingham. And what's quite interesting about them is that they were emerging at the same time as bands like UB40 and Dixie's Midnight Runners. And the beat, or the English beat.
Yeah.
So there was so much different music coming out. And they kind of centred around a club called the Rum Runner Club. And they actually worked there and then performed there. But they kind of talk about how they were a little bit more like the Blitz Club. If you didn't look right, Steve Strange wouldn't let you in.
Right.
It was very, very, very strict.
Yeah.
Like there's one scene I watched in a video that said, you're not blonde enough, love. You can't come in. So she had to like toddle off and couldn't come in.
Come back next week with a better box style.
Yeah. Whereas the Rum Runners Club was kind of a little bit more relaxed. I think it was kind of they just let anyone in and you could, anything went. It just kind of seemed to be kind of like a clubhouse as opposed to, you know, a club.
A scene.
Yeah.
This is what I'm really interested in as well, is like they're still very like effeminate clothing as well. There's a lot of like details that you'd normally find on like women's clothing.
Yeah,
so sort of bleeding into both bands' wardrobes.
Yeah, heavily influenced by Bowie, by the glam rock scene. I guess also what's quite interesting is they both of them were into fashion, but I think Duran took on designer labels like Anthony Price, who we've spoken of before, because he dressed Roxy Music. He made suits.
Okay.
He made Nick Rhodes suit in Planet Earth, and also all the suits for their Rio album. Like if you think of Save a Prayer, where they're all wearing the suits on the boat.
I was going to say, I think my most like iconic Duran Duran images in my head are from the Rio album.
Yep.
They were also like the heyday of the music video as well, like that being the sort of start of things, I guess.
Yeah, so yeah. It's kind of touted as being the second British invasion of the US, because it was the MTV generation and they were filming video on 35mm film.
Mm.
And so a lot of them actually brought in proper directors. And the thing that kind of brought Duran Duran to the US was Girls on Film.
Yeah.
Because it had, the extended version had nudity in it.
Ooh.
People will remember that it was centred around a boxing ring and a whole lot of characters come in, including a woman kind of sitting on the back of a man who's a horse. and there's topless women and all that sort of thing. And
racy.
At the time, it was very, very risque. And it could only be shown on MTV after a certain time.
I'm sure people probably like set their alarm so that they could make sure they didn't miss it.
I know that when I was a kid, I was like, whoa, what is this? This is kind of really sexy and scary, you know? But I mean, everyone just looks so glamorous, you know? And I guess Nick Rhodes was my favorite, and he was the one that wore the most makeup.
Yeah.
And it's quite also interesting when Spandau Ballet went to New York for the first time, they were kind of dressed like Bedouins and they were interviewed by this woman who looked like a disco queen, you know, and she was just like, you know, have you just come from the desert or something? And they looked kind of quite ridiculous. But I guess fundamentally what is quite interesting about the whole scene is there was a lot of competitiveness between Spandau Ballet and Duran Duran, Culture Club and Wham, because they were kind of like the four bands. But it was a big time for high-end fashion to take from the street. It was the first time they really noted, because all along it had been running in parallel.
Yeah.
And it was a massive time of tribalism and street style. But it was like 1981, you know, wedding of Lady Di and Charles.
Princess Di.
Kind of touted the end of it, because that's when it moved from the street to mainstream.
Is that kind of partly down to Diana kind of being that people's princess thing, pulling things in from, you know, I mean, everyone always talks about her being the people's princess. She was still very, very posh, had very long family connections with the royal family, but people kind of saw her seeming a bit more approachable and wearing sort of styles that they might wear.
Yeah, I guess because she was very into fashion. I think also, you know, you're talking about England under Thatcher, or Britain under Thatcher, which was a very, very grim time in politics. There are a lot of strikes, and so a lot of young people were completely were looking for escapism. So the new romantic scene was this thing where they could just completely forget about
totally
their boring day jobs, or if they were lucky enough to have a job.
Yeah, totally.
You know, and so I think that the press latched on to seeing all these kids dressing in bright colours and being, you know, quite, they consider them to be very indulgent and very narcissistic, that sort of thing. The other thing that was quite interesting is that the New Romantics took a lot of photos of themselves.
Okay.
So it's quite well documented, the clothing they wore, and it started things like ID magazine.
Somebody has said, no, Penny, Nick Rhodes was my favourite. somebody else has said, remember dancing at Cream Nightclub to them, had finished working the other club, the DJ would get all the music from London way before it was on radio. Oh, that's from Grizzy. Thanks, Grizzy. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, Nick Rhodes was, I don't know why, he was just like the one, and he played keyboards and... Yeah, I guess when I was growing up, though, my friends, nobody ever liked Nick Rhodes, so good on that person for texting me and going,
good on
yes,
you. Own your faves. And apparently, Duran Duran opened for Split Enz on the US tour in the early 80s, according to John.
Wow,
that's very cool.
I didn't know that, but that's pretty cool.
That would be a great combo of bands to see together, I feel.
Yeah. They Duran Duran came here, I think it was in 2006 or 2016, around about my birthday time. They also came here and supported Robbie Williams, and
oh, wow.
I went to see them play, and I was just like,
some bands will always take you straight back to a certain time and a place, eh?
Yeah.
We are going to play a Duran Duran track this morning. What one have you picked for us, Penny?
I've chosen one off the first album. It's one of my favourite Duran songs. It's Friends of Mine.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Looking forward to more fashion next week.
Thanks.
Oh,
This is Duran Duran with Friends of Mine. Thank you very much, Penelope Noir, for another installment of New Romantic Fashion. You're on 95BFM.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.